Hey, Zero Block 30 listeners, you can find us every Tuesday and Friday on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and YouTube. Prime members can also listen ad-free on Amazon Music.
Summer is all about the freedom to have fun. Forget a vacation and take a tequila-cation with new Truly Tequila Soda. This refreshing blend of real fruit juice from concentrate, sparkling water, and premium tequila blanco is the drink of the summer. Try all four refreshing flavors, all with 5% ABV and just 100 calories. Truly Tequila Soda. Keep it light. Hard Seltzer Beverage Company, Boston, Massachusetts. Please drink responsibly.
It's a Veterans Day Tuesday edition. Well, I guess Veterans Day is Wednesday and the Marine Corps birthday is Tuesday, right? That's the way it's fallen this time, I think. What's the holiday that's observed? Are we even getting one? Did they cancel Veterans Day?
Is that over?
I mean, because we still have to go to work. Is there an observed Veterans Day this week?
I believe you still get to put your hands under the cheese fountain and drink at the Golden Corral for free if you're a veteran. So it's still on.
Oh, but, wow, that'll be lovely.
Yeah, nice. But
we also have ArborTech Tools. That's a presenting partner if you want to get 25% off of them, because power carving season is over. The power carving month is over, but they're still going to give you 25% off at ArborTechTools.com. If you haven't tried them out or seen any of the videos, I posted the first longtime Toolies ArborTech video where I tried to make Baby Dale a bed. Did not go well. Baby Dale still does not have a bed, which I think led him to acting out over the weekend. He had a bad weekend. Uh-huh. Bad behavior. Mm-hmm. I had to take his Baby Dale collar. I'm not making him Baby Dale bed for at least 2 weeks. I put 2 weeks hiatus on it, but then whenever that 2 weeks is over, I'll get back going with the ArborTech Tools and give it another try. You should give your dog a bed with ArborTech Tools or whatever you want. You can make spoons. You can make bowls. I even saw this weekend that somebody, I think it was the founder, carved a big Buddha face into a log, and it looked fantastic. I might give it a go for our logo, see if I can make the pirate dog out of a wood thing with a wood carver. I think that would be fun. Have you guys tried it yet, Kate? Have you tried it?
I have. I need the right piece. I need to know what piece of wood to get, because I want to. I have them all at work ready to go. I want to give them a whirl, but...
Waiting on Kate.
You guys need to get it together.
I think we're both chicken.
ArborTechTools.com with the promo code zero for 25% off. You're going to love their stuff. We love it. And you're also going to love the show today, because we have a big one. It's a Veterans Day week. It's the Marine Corps birthday week. So it's a big time edition of Zero Block 30 today. And today we have four rounds in the Rep Magazine. Round number one. We're going to get into a little bit of Veterans Day talk. Oh my God, my fucking sheet is messed up.
Oh no.
Okay, here we go. We're four rounds of the magazine. Round number one, Veterans Day is upon us. We're going to give some advice about the types of profile pictures that you need to prove your veteraness. Your veteraniness. That's what I wanted to say there. Round number two, in a Veterans Day tradition like no other, we're going to tell you where you can get free shit. Free shit.
Free shit.
There is a lot of places that I didn't think would offer free stuff, like zoos, botanical gardens you can get out of the house, all the different national parks. If you're lucky enough to live near one of those bad boys, you can go and be like, hey, I'm a veteran, let me in this motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Which would be nice. Round number three, an A-10 pilot was awarded a Distinguished Flying Cross this week because of a daring landing that he made without most of his plane intact. And finally, with Alex Trebek's round number four, with Alex Trebek's tragic passing, we're going to have a little military Jeopardy, folks. It's going to be military Jeopardy season, which is one of my favorite things that we do on the show, and we're going to start doing it. Baby Dale chewed up some carpet. We had friends. We don't chew, Baby Dale. We do not chew. We had some friends over. We were having a nice outdoor party, like get together with a couple of our friends. We had it set up. We had nice wine, champagne. We were having a nice little dinner. Wifey made this Italian lemon cheesecake, which was fantastic. Ooh. And we had some pasta to go with it. I come inside, Baby Dale, separation anxiety, like big time, was trying to crawl. He's like just digging at the carpet right by the door of our bedroom. Fucked it up. I have to call somebody to fix the carpet today. Not great. Uh-oh. Not a great thing for Baby Dale.
Baby Dale. I remember...
Oh, go ahead, Kate.
I was going to say, our neighbors had a Boston Terrier. They got a Boston Terrier puppy that was like the runt of the litter, I guess. They had like a couple little scroobies loose. And he grabbed one string of their upstairs carpet and proceeded to pull out like the entire fucking thing. Like the whole thing. I don't know how he did it. Pretty impressive.
But, yeah.
Yeah.
It's not when you walk in and you know your dog did something really bad. It's like, you little piece of shit. How dare you do this? I rescued you from a shelter, and this is how you repaid me? But it is different. Like, even for me, with a lot of dog training experience, it's very different with a little dog. Because you can't, like, the same types of punishments that you could give a German Shepherd or a Belgian Malinois or a big-ass Mastiff like Gus, not going to work with Baby Dale. No. Even, like, the harsh verbal correction, he... Yesterday, because I did yell at him, yesterday, he was a sad sack Sally all day.
Yeah.
Like, pouted all day long. He acted like it was my fault. Like, I was the one that was fucked up. You did it, Baby Dale.
Mm-hmm.
You did it.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I will admit, taking his Baby Dale necklace off that says Baby Dale on it with my phone number, pretty harsh punishment.
That is. Yeah. That's basically saying, Dad doesn't want me anymore.
Yeah.
And now I have told to him figure he didn't
earn
it.
Like, you got to earn it. You can't just get in the family one day. You got to constantly earn it. It's like the title of Marine. Sure, you get it bestowed on you at one point, but you constantly keep on earning the title as well. Right, Kate?
Baby Dale.
I thought you were going to go with the J.J. Watt there that, you know, it's nothing's free and rent is due every day or some such thing like that. Yeah, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
Ay, ay, ay. Well, hopefully he's still allowed to participate in Veterans Day, which, like you said, is this week. And New York City is still actually doing stuff for it. We have a Veterans Day motorcade. A procession of 120 vehicles are going to roll down the traditional Fifth Avenue
route. Man.
There's going to be wreath layings, a motorcycle ride that also goes down the parade route and then around New York City.
And is your pal from Philadelphia going to be there?
My pal from Philadelphia?
The motorcycle guy.
Oh, Death Trap.
Yeah,
is my guy. Yeah. You know, he started posting some slightly problematic memes, and I had to kind of cut it off a little bit.
Classic Death Trap.
But we do DM every now and then to still check in with each other. He's doing great.
How does he feel about you being with child?
He's pumped. He said free motorcycle rides for me and the baby, so we're fucking heated for it. Yeah, we can't wait. But yeah, so it's going to be slightly different. I don't know if Philly is doing their big Marine Corps birthday party this year. I would assume that, yeah, they're just going to do it because it's South Philly and they don't care. Mm-hmm. But yeah, so there's still a lot of people are doing stuff. There's like virtual Veterans Day lines of march and stuff like that too. I don't know how that works. But I bet you there's still going to be plenty of little parades and stuff going on. If it's vehicles, I mean.
No.
Well, they're just going to have to get at Double R Minerval. That's all they'll have to do.
Yeah, Double R Minerval.
They'll just have to count off and then do Double Arms extension, like PT formation.
Yeah. Do you guys have any special plans for it this year?
Of course not. No, not at all.
You know, I feel like we're the military podcast, and every year it kind of comes up and surprises me. I'm like, oh, I should have planned something for this. Like, every year it kind of comes out of nowhere, and I'm like, oh, shit. Oh,
well,
my goodness.
I was going to issue you a challenge, Kate, because we're in round number two. We're going to get through a bunch of the freebies. I want to see how many you can get done on Wednesday. Like, how many places can you go in New York and get a free meal or something like that? Just absolutely gorgeous. You're pregnant. You're eating for two.
Absolutely. I might as well. Maybe I'll do a live stream tweet where I just tweet all day long as I'm going around trying to get as much free shit as I can. Yeah, okay. I'll give it a whirl. I'm down.
That'd be good. All right, let's get into round number one. It has to deal with your profile pictures if you are a veteran. We're going to start there. Round number one, and this one comes to us from Task and Purpose by somebody named Catherine Campbell. I don't know who that is, but she doesn't write there very often. But when she does, it's phenomenal. So, Kate, walk us through what old Catherine Campbell had to say.
Yeah, so every Veterans Day, are you really a veteran if you don't change your profile photo to you doing veteran shit? To you doing military shit, I would say. Even if it's been 20, 30, 40 years, every veteran I know changes their profile picture to them in some sort of forum, or family members will change their profile photos to a service member or something like that. So I did, and this was I did this article with somebody else who didn't want their name to be out there at the time because they were still in and they didn't want to get whatever. But anyways, Yeah, I did an article for Task and Purpose called The 9 Types of Profile Pictures That Show Up Just Before Veterans Day, because as we know, Veterans Day week, everybody changes their shit to look as veteran as possible in the profile picture. So the first one, the picture of your grandfather in World War II. If you didn't serve, odds are good if you had, especially this is like people in our aunts and uncles' ranges. They'll change their photo to one of their parents who were serving in like
this
World War II.
This is the classic Facebook commenter on local news profile picture where you go in and you say, my great uncle and my grandfather both served in Vietnam. So as a military family member, this is how I feel. That's that profile picture.
Yes. As a great, great, great grandson.
It's weird though too, because you also think like, okay, am I supposed to thank you for your service? Well, how does this work now? Because you posted your great uncle twice removed.
Well, then you see the other old lady's commenting, well, thank you to your great, great, great uncle for serving this country.
You're right.
Yeah, thanks, Donna.
He's been dead for two decades, so, but I'll let him know.
A lot of people changing it. And also, it's a friendly reminder how hot soldiers were during World War II. I mean, hot potatoes.
They were hot.
The second one that people change them to, the old blank adapter picture. You're in the woods, you're in the field, you have face paint on, you're holding your M16, and there's a little red square, yellow square at the end of your rifle twisted onto the barrel of it. And that's because you're a pogue, and this is the only action shot you have is you in the field doing something. But you do see this. I've seen this on people's profile photos across the board, because here's
why. That's the MCT special.
It's the MCT special. This is used by a lot of veterans who are out and know that civilians don't know it's not cool. So,
yeah. And they took an extra amount of time to do their face paint that day, so they want to really,
they wanna
show,
really
it off.
Show it off. I have a couple of these in a Facebook album from my first year in the military. Absolutely.
I wish I did. I don't have any BFA pictures. I have one.
Neither do I, unfortunately.
I have one where I was at the rifle range on Quantico, and it was just a straight up stock M16A2. Like, there's iron sights, everything. It just looks like the most pogorific weapon, because that's what we used to have to shoot with. There was no, you couldn't have any fucking sights or anything like that. It was all iron sights.
Yep. And for this, it's blank firing adapter. It's like a little muzzle that you put on the end of your weapon, so that even if you did accidentally have a round in there, nothing's going to come out of it. It's just going to explode the end of your barrel off.
Quick question. Is that what would happen? Like, let's say you put an actual round. I never even asked this question. If you put an actual round in a rifle with a BFA, would it just, the barrel would just explode, I guess?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it clogs up the barrel. Like, so there, it wouldn't be able to come out. Like, I don't know if it would explode, but it would definitely not good.
Yeah, definitely not great. Up next, the buddy picture. It's you and your buddies from the military. Usually a big group picture, something like this. This is one of my favorites. Or you're with your favorite interpreter, or with a member of the ANA, or wherever you served. It's you and your buddies. You're showing that, like, hey, thinking of everybody this Veterans Day, thinking of my buds. Personal favorite.
You know what I wish I had, like, before we continue on in that vein? I wish I had a picture of me at MEPS doing the naked duck walk. Where
oh,
I just
absolutely.
Had my ass to the grass and was just dragging my dick on the floor.
We should, when things have cleared up and you're up here again, chaps, we should have a duck walk race around the office.
Okay.
I don't think any of us would make it 3 feet.
You're too flat-footed now. I think I would have a good shot.
Should we all have to do it in a large pair of Hanes?
I was just going to say, just to be clear, we're doing this with clothes on, though?
Yeah. At least undergarments. Yeah. The buddy picture, the other one, the pogue being moto photo. This was me for the most part every year. This is only funny to the people who work with the pogue. The last time you touched a 240 Bravo was during a sensitive items inspection, but you sure got a picture of it, didn't you? It's if a pogue, person other than grunt, aka nerd alert, gets their hands on some sort of cool weapon or looks cool in any way for even a second, and they get a photo of it, you better believe that's their new MySpace profile photo, people. That's the way to go. I have one of
The first time I ever got, the only one I think I ever really did with those was the, you remember the 203 weapon that has almost like a revolver that has five or six five or six in the chamber there. I always thought that looked awesome. And I saw one for the first time. And I was like, I got to get a picture with this. The boys back home will never believe it.
Oh, absolutely. I have a photo of me giving the peace sign with my hand on a, it's a rubber Mark 19. It's just a fake Mark 19. I'm like, check it out. I have photos of me, but the, it's always the same mouth wide open peace sign. And then like holding on to some large weapon. Like I have anything to do with it. I have so many Pogue pictures. There's one of me that's actually used in the article where I'm just holding on to my rifle and I'm sitting in a Connex box for a whole 2 months. I got fapped out to this Connex box parking lot where my job was just to sit in a beach chair all day and guard it. That was what I did for a living for 2 months. And that's what that photo is from.
That's what I used to send my ship bags to do. There was an RV lot out at the gate. Like, you guys go up there. You'll just stay there from 06 to 1800 every day.
Whenever our office had Dermo to go to the dump, guess who was always sent to the dump? Me. So this was the norm.
Well, that's because you're responsible. You know that you're going to get it done. And you're probably just going to be distracting other people if you're in the office anyways.
And also, I loved watching garbage fall into the dump.
Oh, yeah. Like, people don't talk about that enough. When the garbage truck comes and they hit the smash button, that is fucking awesome. I don't care how old you get. Watching garbage get crushed is amazing.
It's something else. And much like the blank firing adapter photo, this photo of the Pogue is cool because civilians don't know it's not cool. Once again, this photo I posted of myself just holding this rifle in a beach chair. My friends back home were like, whoa, cool. Like, you know, a decade ago.
And we'll have to post that picture on social media because when you see it, Kate looks exactly like that meme that goes around with the nine people with the sunglasses sitting in their car where it's just like the most conservative takes ever. That's what Kate's sunglasses are. True. They're Wiley X's. Wiley X's.
That is absolutely what they were. And I would wear those out in town with like cute outfits. Like I thought those were cool.
Oh my God.
That's terrible. Are you kidding me?
I swear to God. I was. For as much
But when
fun,
you get issued those, you think they're cool as shit. Like, anytime you get issued something new that's not been out for a while and you get it, you're like, oh, damn. Like, when we switched over to the Marpat version of, like, the Gore-Tex top and bottoms, the rain jackets, when it went from Woodlands to, like, the digital and you were the first person in your unit to get the digital one, people were like, oh, shit. Yeah. That is hot stuff. Hot patoots.
Also, I was just a cheapskate, so like if a big group of us went camping, I would just bring all my military gear.
In your defense on that one, the camping gear, the military issues, the sleep system is actually really good.
Hard to get better than it. Yeah.
It
yeah.
truly is. But anyway, yeah, so people back home think it's cool. The boot picture. How many of us have also had our standing on the yellow footprints or fresh out of boot camp or whatever as our profile photo at some point? Absolutely.
That's the one my mom used still of me. Like if she posts, I'm like, come on. Like I got promoted a couple times. I had a like,
purple heart
medals. Like post that at the end. Like you're posting me with the only thing I have is a national defense ribbon. Like come on.
Yeah. A lot of people. And again, this is something that, like you said, your mom posted. This is something like family members will post and you're like, oh God damn it, please. Like,
does any of y'all's family make it look as though you're dead when they post Veterans Day stuff about you?
No, oh. Thankfully, no.
My mom has this shrine in her house. Like right when you walk in the door, there's like this cabinet that's like lit in different areas, like a curio cabinet. Mm-hmm. And whenever you go in, it'll have like my picture. The Purple Heart medal is like laid in front of it. And there's like a folded American flag.
Yep.
And I walked in one time and I was like, Mom, like you realize that when your friends come over, they think I'm dead.
She's clearly.
Like, no. That,
yeah.
No, they don't. I'm like, look at this shit. It's like a shrine. Like, you couldn't make more of a memorial for me if you tried.
The combination of the folded flag and the Purple Heart just tells me, like, oh, yeah, he was killed in action.
Yeah.
That's my ex's grandparents were the loveliest people. And they had, when you first came in the house, they had a daughter that passed away, and they had this large, beautiful, like, portrait of her and a vase of flowers, and, like, kind of a little, not a shrine, but a little memorial area. And then right next to that was this big, ornate vase and a photo of my ex in his dress blues and a flag. And so it looked like this was where the ashes of the family were kept. And it was like, he's fine. He's still alive. But people would ask them sometimes, like, is he in there? Is he in that jar? Like, no, he's alive. He's down at the beach right now. He's fine. But that's definitely one family members use the boot picture. The old first marriage photo. Oh, boy. If you're young and in the military, you're getting married in your dress blues or your dress uniform a lot of the time. And if you're still pre-divorce, in the pre-divorce phase of your first military marriage, that's going to be your photo for sure. And then the photoshopped art is another one. A lot of people are just putting up an eagle with a teardrop running down its face for Veterans Day, or that's like superimposed over a photo of them in uniform or something like that.
I imagine that these ones are going to be very popular this year.
Absolutely, yes. I agree. I definitely agree. The parental pride photo, that's mom posing with you in your boot-ass uniform. So that's
See, you guys picked the bad one for this one. Everybody does have a picture with their parent, but the difference here is that the one that you picked, the guy has his arm around his mother, when in reality, the person that just joined the military should be at parade rest. That's how all the pictures are taken. Yeah. You will always take a picture at parade rest.
And you know, in this photo, it's Jack Mandeville from Article 15. Now he does a bunch of other stuff, but from that movie. The guilt inducer is the final one that you see on Veterans Day. And it'll be, you turn your profile picture to like the Tomb of the Unknown Soldier or something. And then you spend the whole day shaming people for enjoying Veterans Day because you've got it confused with Memorial Day. And even if you didn't get it confused, you still want people to feel bad for some reason. So
I'm surprised you didn't include the one that is like the dude that's in the foxhole firing over his shoulder, not looking. And it's like, this is how I earned my college. Like, this is my spring break.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you'll see plenty of those too. But definitely this week, be looking out. All your buddies, feel free to poke fun at them. Well, you're going to be doing it too. I'm probably going to be doing it too. I don't think I'll change my profile photo to something military, but I'll post a couple photos this week.
There's no without question. That's an easy like. You get like. That's engagement.
So easy, dude. It's such an easy like. It's a baby stuff, cat stuff, veteran stuff.
Veterans Day.
I'll definitely throw up the one with me and the Purple Heart and holding Kelsey in my arms.
Oh, that's your go-to.
Forget it. Yeah, absolutely.
This is better than having a birthday, though, too, because, you know, unless you're close with someone, you don't necessarily know it's their birthday. Everybody knows it's Veterans Day, and pretty much everyone knows you were in the military, so you get a lot more shine. I think this is so much better than even a birthday.
Yeah. Mm. I still get people texting me who are like old friends from high school I haven't heard of, just really thinking of you today, which is super nice. It's super fucking awesome.
Yeah, I love how we're like dumping on all of this.
No, and honestly, I love that people change their profile photos and it shows that people are thinking of Veterans Day. Like, I poke fun at it, but I really do love it. It's our month, man. November's our fun time.
Yeah, I like going back and looking at my buddies who I served with and be like, hey, remember when you weren't fat as shit? That was awesome.
It's also, I mean, I know this week every year, my buddies and I are all reaching out. A big group text usually gets going at some point, fueled by whiskey at some point this week. And everybody.
Do you answer that group text?
No, I normally watch it unravel because it's just a bunch of dudes ripping on each other, like roasting the shit out of each other really bad. But I'll wave. I'm like, hello. But yeah, so it's just nice
to wave from the sideline.
Yeah, I wave from the sideline, bring orange slices into the group chat. I'm like, everybody take a break.
I want to watch you enjoy Veterans Day.
Yeah. But I really do. And so shout out to everybody out there. I'll post
And if
photos.
You want ways to enjoy Veterans Day, we're going to tell you how in round number two. The first one, I don't want to bury the lead here, so I'm not going to. Golden Corral stepped up big time. Who would have ever thought that old Golden Corral would be so pandemic fucking aware that they said, look, normally on Veterans Day, we let you come in, enjoy your meal. We don't want it to be packed in here, so we're not going to do that. We're going to give you a voucher. You can use it anytime from now until May. Unbelievable move by Golden Corral.
Oh, yeah.
Especially when you consider it's a buffet.
Yeah, that's not the exact place you want to be. I mean, did you guys see that video when the pandemic first started? They showed this video on a cruise ship of somebody walking in and they had like they put red on their hands, like infrared lights or whatever. And they went through the buffet. And by the time people sat down to eat, the entire place was like covered with red because of cross contamination. That's essentially what that cheese fountain at Golden Corral does every day.
But you know, so there was one right off base in Oceanside in California, right off Camp Pendleton. When you are lower enlisted budget, let me tell you, we put a fucking hurting on Golden Corral after like a mm-hmm. week in the field, coming back in there and rolling through. My
those
God.
Those little fried chicken drumlets.
Forget
it. You can eat a million of those things. That was the place that I ate after I graduated boot camp.
Yeah.
Once I left boot camp, straight into the old Golden Corral, I was eating. I was done in like 7 minutes and everybody yeah. else yeah. was like still
I mean,
eating forever.
Who among us hasn't sat down in a Golden Corral, looked around at their buddies and say, you know what? It's not that bad. It's not that bad.
It's got a special place in my heart and my gullet. That's yeah. for goddamn sure.
No doubt. So there's a lot of places that are very typical that we talk about every single year, like your Applebee's. Applebee's, I think, is probably the main one that's known for giving out a free meal there. Like, they constantly do it, and they're doing it again this year. But we wanted to give some shine to some other places, like if you're near Colonial Williamsburg, they had the Capitol Wheel, and all active and reserve or retired service members get to ride that bad boy for free on Veterans Day. Kate, is that something that you would want to do? Is the little Ferris wheel goofing?
The old Capitol Wheel. Is that the one in Washington, D.C.? It's at National Harbor, the Capitol Wheel. It's at
Yeah. They have two. Colonial Williamsburg is next, too. They have a lot of stuff going on as well.
You know, what better than to the ride way high up in D.C. and point out at the beautiful freedoms of this country with your loved ones for free? Yeah. I you know what would be sad, though? Accompanying family members are eligible for a discount if you can only afford to go up there alone. I mean, that's a little
or
sad.
Or if you're by yourself.
Yeah.
Is there anything sadder than riding a Ferris wheel
alone,
by yourself?
Alone on Veterans Day. No, so that's a little
you're
sad.
You're just sitting up there by yourself. You're holding the poppy. And like, yeah. Oh.
All right. Yeah,
thanks.
I did that once here. My family was gone. I think they went to Mississippi to visit some of Annalisa's family. And I went to Six Flags alone.
Fuck it.
Because nobody ever wants to ride the big ride like Batman. Mm-hmm. And they don't want to wait for me. So I was like, you know what? I'm going to go by myself and go do all these rides. And just a creepy old guy walking around with a fucking Incredible Hulk slushy and crushing it on the rides.
If that's you, head over to National Wheel.
Yeah, or you could go to Mount Vernon Estates, which is lovely. You can get in there for free. Who doesn't want to spend their Wednesday at Mount Vernon?
You
I know I do.
I can picture the young Lance Corporals over at Quantico in the smoke pit. Yo, dudes, you guys want to go over to the Mount Vernon Estates and Gardens today? It's free. And everybody being like, hell yeah.
Well, when I lived in Maryland, when my dad was in the Navy, we used to go to these places all the time. Like, they would take you to the old historical sites for field trips and things like that. I'll say this about Mount Vernon. They have the greatest ginger snap cookies you've ever had.
People well, sleep on ginger snaps. They're great.
Martha Washington wouldn't have it any other way. So.
Yeah, did you know Martha Washington was once divorced? She's on her second marriage.
Get out! No way, yeah. I did not know that.
Hell yeah. Get it, Martha. Good
oh, wow. I didn't know they
Sloppy
even did that back then.
Sloppy seconds George. Never would have thought it.
Whoa. All right.
Wow. Anyway.
Target will also have 10% off. You can go to Bubblegum Shrimp. Kate, if you got to go to Bubblegum Shrimp and receive 20% off, what type of shrimp do you think you would get?
There's one in Times Square, and I will say again that shrimp are the fleas of the ocean. I will never, ever, ever put a shrimp in my mouth. I've never have, and I never will, and that's a promise to the listener.
What kind of shrimp do they offer at Bubblegum Shrimp?
Well, there's basically two schools of thought. They offer all kinds, like... So you can go to Bubba Gump and get a little bit of shrimp goof in there. Or if you want to, how do you guys feel? First of all, how do you feel about Little Caesar's Pizza?
I've never had it, I don't think.
It's, really?
It's on the lower end of the list of pizza chains for me.
Oh, yeah. It's poor people pizza big time. But I still like it from time to time. If you're going to just watch the movie with the fam, like if you have kids and you're just going to watch a movie and hang out and you're going to crush a couple like Lone Star Lights or something like that, Little Caesars is fine. If you actually want pizza, get it out of my face. But their crazy sticks are divine.
And that's
you can
a good
point. You can get one of their lunches a hot and ready for free. Imagine that, man. Like, that's a sad state of affairs when there's so many different places that are offering free stuff. And you're like, where are you going? You're going to go to Bubba Gump Shrimp? You're going to go to Applebee's? No, I'm going to go get a hot and ready from Little Caesars.
Listen, sometimes that's just what you're craving. And you said it perfectly. If you want actual pizza, you got to go to a local pizza shop. But sometimes you just want pizza chain pizza. And there is a very distinct difference. And I think that's acceptable.
Yeah. Domino's especially. Mm-hmm. And one of the last places I wanted to highlight, you can go to the Cincinnati Zoo for free and the Botanical Gardens.
What a treat. Yeah, that's there's awesome. Across the country, free haircuts, free car washes. I had meant to DM and check in with Mike Busey at the Sausage Castle because normally he's giving out free blowjobs and haircuts on Veterans Day.
Well, he's not giving them out.
That's true. That's true. My bad. You're right. That is correct. Each Veterans Day, Mike invites veterans into his home, the Sausage Castle, for free haircuts, tattoos, dinner, drinks, entertainment, and of course, blowjobs. So that's always a big thing. This year with COVID, I don't know, but I did have him on a Zoom call when coronavirus first started, and he was having a very large, what appeared to be some sort of sex party in a tent. So I think he's still very open to getting close with the vets on Veterans Day.
When you run that close to herpes all the time, I don't think coronavirus is a concern.
No.
It's not top of the list.
No, I don't think it's a concern. And also, I've been in works talking to him, making sure that the ladies, that there's a guy there giving out free blowjobs to the lady vets too. So something to think about.
Okay.
It is something to think about. You can think about that while you're applying for a job in Indiana, because Indiana has a spot for you if you need a job whenever you're transitioning. Face the transition out of the military is rarely easy. It's not every single week that they have free meals all across the country and you'd be able to provide for your family or for yourself. You could do that with a lucrative career in beautiful and wonderful Indiana. Housing costs are amongst the lowest in the nation, and you can live in the country while being less than an hour from a world-class city. At InVets, they're showing veterans how to translate the valuable skills they've learned in the civilian world while connecting them to careers that they're so proud of. Over 80,000 current job openings in Indiana. InVets.org is the digital connection point for that. I also read an article this week about how the hiring during coronavirus and during the pandemic for veterans at different companies has gone up so much because veterans know how to adapt. If you've been in the military, they view that as a valuable skill that you can adapt to just about any working environment. You know that veterans can do that. InVets knows it too. That's why they're going to get you hooked up with a good job. Go to InVets.org/zero. Create a profile to learn more about the Indiana communities. Browse the current job openings in those communities and receive your free shirt. That's InVets.org/zero. Kate, what's the phonetic alphabet for InVets?
Igloo. Nigeria. Veterans Day. Extreme. Tacos. Superb.
That's exactly right. It's Indigo Nigeria Veterans Day. What was that? Extreme Tacos. That's exactly right.
Superb.
Superb. Superb. Yeah. Sorry. Mm-hmm.
Nailed it. All right, let's move on with the slash zero to get all the free goodies that you're going to get there. Round number three. This story is incredible. Like, I think that old Captain Sully gets a lot of shine for going into the Hudson. Look, people land planes in water every day.
Okay.
Like, that's what they do. Okay. Like, if you have a little puddle hopper, that's what they do. Having Captain Sully on the internet, given his presidential endorsement, who cares? This story is a little bit different because this is incredible. When I'm reading this story, legitimately imagine yourself as the pilot of this plane whenever this happens. So an A-10 pilot, and this story comes to us from Task and Purpose, an A-10 pilot with the Michigan National Guard was awarded the Distinguished Flying Cross on Friday for extraordinary achievement during a 2007 training flight in which his landing gear failed and his canopy tore off. Air Force Secretary Barbara Barrett awarded the medal to Major Brett DeVries at Selfridge Air National Guard Base in Michigan, saying that the pilot will join the other ranks of American heroes. On July 20th of 2017, then-Captain DeVries was flying a routine training mission at the Grayling Air Gunnery Range when his wingman, Major Shannon Wickers, reported that a donut of gas came around the cockpit after DeVries fired the A-10's 30-millimeter cannon. The cannon malfunctions moments later, and the canopy ripped off. So first of all, like, there, imagine flying in a plane like that, and all of a sudden, it's like a convertible. Like, the top just completely flies off. And they show a picture of the plane. There's no canopy at all. Like, you would think maybe it's like hanging on in the back. No, it's
completely gone. Yeah.
Imagine that wind, what that would feel like in your face if your canopy leaves.
Yeah.
Instead, he was going 325 knots. That's not exactly slow.
No. And he said it was like somebody sucker punched me. So first of all, it was going 325 knots at 150 feet off the ground. Not very high.
No.
I mean, that's not high at all. And his head was thrown back into the seat before he instinctively pulled back on the stick to gain some altitude. It was like somebody sucker punched me. I was just dazed for a moment. DeVries lowered his seat to escape the brunt of the wind gust, though most of his maps and checklists were blowing around the cockpit. So you're like in a super scary situation, and you have to look at all your checklists. Like, you see videos of pilots doing this kind of stuff all the time. Like, if something goes wrong, they have these lists of like 20 things that they have to go through to see what could possibly be going on. That blows out the window when you don't have a window. Like, it's gone.
Yeah, I mean, it's an important comment he makes right here. He was even afraid to open up his emergency checklist because he knew it would just blow away and maybe get sucked into an engine. And I don't know that much about plane engines, but I feel like if something gets sucked into there, it could just blow up and then you're just done for.
Yep. So he reached forward and grabbed the lever affixed with a clear plastic stroller wheel in the cockpit of his damaged bird. He pushed it down and the gear started to come down. But as they feared, the nose gear was hung up in the gun damage. Quickly, Vickers shouted to the radio, "Gear up." Fortunately, the gear had all returned to the position. "I just thought there's no way this is happening right now. It's all sort of surreal. But at the same time, we are 100% focused on the task at hand," Vickers said. And also, with the gear on the canopy up, DeVries lined it up for a landing. He made a final approach, and I felt confident he was making the right decision. We had talked through every possibility, and now he was going to land it. And I think this part of the story gets drastically understated. Imagine this is somebody that you train with all the time, like as the wingman, the major here. When she's talking about the things that she had to do and fly underneath the plane to check it out and give him what's going on, that being calm in that moment and walking him through it, no doubt saved his life. There's no chance he could have done that without her.
It's kind of like me and Cons talking through Jenga.
Mm. Yeah.
It's exactly right.
You're very
exactly
similar. Right. Very similar.
What's crazy about this, too, is this is probably, you know, one day during flight school where they talk about, hey, this is what you do if your canopy flies off and you got to land without landing gear. And then you just kind of forget about it because the likelihood that this would ever happen is so small that it's not something you go over a lot. So the fact that they, as you said, calmly went through these procedures is very impressive.
And so the brigadier general that's in charge down there said that Major DeVries put his service before himself and demonstrated a level of airmanship to which we should all be proud. And I think that this story, I just don't know how, I guess you don't really have a choice. Like when you're in the air, your canopy flies off, your landing gear isn't working, you eventually just have to do it. Like you just have to do it. And going through and seeing the picture of no landing gear, landing it on its belly down, how hot that must have been, like with all the friction that was coming, how scary that would be. I wonder how long they had to like circle around to make sure that they dumped a bunch of fuel. Like that had to be part of it, right?
Mm-hmm. Probably. It's crazy too that he didn't just get to a point where he said, all right, I'm just going to eject out of here. Because obviously if you eject, who knows where that plane's going to land and then could potentially kill a lot of people if it goes into a highly populated area. So the fact that he never got to that point is also impressive.
And they just need to get it together with the A-10 community because that's not the first time it happened. It also happened again in April.
Yeah, maybe so, look into that.
Maybe they should look into what's going on with the A-10 because I don't think that they should have their canopies flying off and they should be landing on the ground like that. That's not exactly the way they draw it up at flight school.
Mm-mm.
All right, let's move on to round number five, right? Round number four. Five, four, four. Yeah, all right, so four. Yes, it's Jeopardy time. Kate, there is a story that came out because Alex Trebek tragically died this weekend. And so many of the different viral clips that were going around with him were awesome. Did you guys see some of those?
Yeah, they really were. They were touching.
Yeah, it was neat. It was, I mean, let's play the one where he's talking with the gentleman who's telling him how he learned English. That's one of my favorites.
The new champion, 20,400 for Bert Thacker. Any family members back home cheering you on?
You know, here's a true story, man. I grew up, I learned English because of you. And so my grandfather, who raised me, I'm going to get tears right now. I used to sit on his lap and watch you every day. So it's a pretty special moment for me, man. Thank you very much.
And that one's really good. I also like the one where it's a super cut of him saying Jean instead of genre.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, this Jean. Jean, Jean. People forget he speaks French, so that's why he did that. But there was another story that Kate mentioned before we started recording about the time where old Alex Trebek acted a little bit like a veteran, right, Kate?
Yeah, back in 2011, he made the news. He was talking to a crowd, and he told them about how he had snapped his Achilles earlier that week while chasing a suspected burglar through a San Francisco hotel. Later, in another interview, he expanded on what happened, saying he woke to the sounds of a woman in his room going through his things. He hopped out of bed, put his underwear on, and chased the suspect down the hall. Alex Trebek, during the chase...
Naked sleeper, Alex Trebek.
Naked sleeper.
Again. Unbelievable. Dick swinging around.
During the chase, he was injured, but he hobbled back to his room to call security, and the woman was later apprehended. He says everything was recovered except for cash and a bracelet, which was a gift from his mother. Who the hell steals from Alex Trebek? He expects to be in a cast for close to 6 weeks, back when this happened again, back in 2011. But there goes to show you, people thought he was so mild-mannered. He didn't mess with Alex Trebek. He also did a ton for our military. He became, back in 1995, and ever since then, involved with the USO. He traveled to military bases throughout the world in both an attempt to find contestants and as a morale booster for the troops. And he did his list of charity and things that he did. Just, it takes up like just forever on the Wikipedia page. He was just such a good person. And we were talking about two troops telling stories and sharing stories online about him playing Jeopardy, sitting down and like quizzing them and asking them questions and playing Jeopardy with them to keep their morale up. So really incredible.
Yeah, imagine
person.
Being one of the pilots or a crew member on a helicopter that's going around in different air shows and like different air bases across the Middle East and across the globe, really, and being in one of those helicopters and having Alex Trebek being in there, and to pass the time instead of playing one of the stupid games you normally play when you're doing traveling, it's Alex Trebek doing quizzes of like different Jeopardy topics and things like that. Be incredible.
Yeah, I don't know about you guys, but I would be so stressed out because I would want to prove to Alex that I'm actually good at Jeopardy, and then I would stress myself out, and if I was doing bad, I'd be like, no, Mr. Trebek, I swear to God I'm good. I swear I'm good when I'm on my couch at 7 p.m. on Tuesday nights. Please, just ask another one.
Yeah. And as we call it, it was in 2019, he announced that he had been diagnosed with a pretty advanced stage of pancreatic cancer. And he had been experiencing persistent stomach ache before the diagnosis, but didn't realize it. But he handled it with such grace. In a 2019 interview, he said, "I'm not afraid of dying. I've lived a good and full life, and I'm nearing the end of that life. If it happens, why should I be afraid of that?" So he just, and emotional moments on the show where people, instead of giving their real answer, their answers were just, "We love you, Alex," and stuff like that. So just truly to be in the public spotlight for as long as he was, normally you fuck up at some point and people turn on you at some point. Never with him. Across the board, I feel like he was like the Dolly Parton of the game show world, where everybody from across the world...
Did not expect that one. Yeah, nope.
But just where universally, whatever your background was, just a lovable person that everybody just really admires and admired. So I just... kind of wild, I guess, comparison there by me, but just somebody who was universally respected, I think, is fair to say.
And I love the fact that after doing this show for so long and going through different names and how difficult names can be, like for... a non-native speaker of that culture, he crushed name pronunciations all the time. Like the way that he could just fly through any type of word, any name from any part of the world was very incredible.
Yeah. I mean, there was another clip floating around of him doing an entire category of rap lyrics. That was very impressive too. He was very adaptive to the newer music genres.
He really was. Yeah. A good sense of humor.
All right, so I set up a little bit of military Jeopardy. Are you guys ready for the categories?
Sure.
Yes, sir.
So what are you going to use as your buzzer? What noise are you going to use? Okay, that'll be the buzzer. The categories are World War II, not military history, generals, weapons by letter, wars by battle. So I'm not going to let you guys pick because you don't you don't have the screen in front of you, so yeah. You can't do that. So I'm just going to go through. We're going to do two from each category. Are you ready?
Love it. Let's do it.
All right. First one, category one is World War II. I'm going to pick the $200 question. The question is, this is the nickname for the June 6, 1944, when the U.S. and their allies launch an attack against German troops in Normandy, France. Kate?
What is D-Day?
That is correct. D-Day is correct. Well done, Kate.
Huh. Is that what you were looking for? Really?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay.
Suck it.
Here's the next question. It is the $300 in World War II. This president said December 7th, 1941 is a day that will live in infamy. Okay, go ahead, Cons.
Who is FDR?
That is correct. This Cons takes the lead because that was more money.
Hmm.
Not military history. Let's do 400. This small liberal arts college was founded in 1948 in Eastern Mass.
Meh.
Cons.
What is the Massachusetts Institute of Technology?
No, that's incorrect.
Mm.
Kate, do you want to pass?
Nope, I'm going to keep my money. I have no idea.
The answer there was Stonehill College.
Ah, oh. Old Stonehill.
Brick by brick, Stonehill College.
I have a cousin who went to Stonehill.
There you go.
Nice. The 500 question in not military history. This superhero recently starred in a movie named after him. He has a red cape and carries a large hammer. Cons.
Who is Thor?
That is correct. Thor is correct. Mm-hmm. All right, now we're going to move on to generals for 300. This Confederate general earned the nickname Stonewall during a Civil War battle. Kate.
General Jackson.
That is correct. General Stonewall Jackson. For 400. This great leader defeated the Persian Empire and had one of the largest empires of the ancient world when he died at the age of 32. Kate.
Who is Julius Caesar?
Wrong.
I have a guess, but I don't want to lose my money.
Okay, you're not going to lose your guess, but what is it?
What's his face? Shit. I'm blanking on his name right now, who I'm thinking of.
Oh, so
take his money away.
You didn't have a guess. You're actually going to lose money for that one. The answer is
yeah, thank you.
Alexander the Great is the answer there. Let's move on to weapons by letter. Kate's specialty. We're going to go in. Starts with M. This long rifle was used by both the British and the Americans during the American Revolution. Cons.
What is a musket?
That is correct. It's a musket. For 300. Starts with a C. This weapon was loaded onto both the upper and lower decks and using gunpowder could fire metal balls. Go ahead, Kate.
What is a cannon?
That is correct. Cannon. You guys want to do one more on weapons?
Yeah.
Sure.
All right. Starts with a G. This small explosive can be held in your hand. Cons. And is triggered by pulling a pin and letting it go with the safety valve, usually by throwing it.
What is a grenade?
Correct. And the $500 question in weapons starts with a B. This knife could be attached to the end of a rifle. Cons.
What is a bayonet?
That is correct as well. All right, let's move on to wars by battles for 200. The Battle of Bull Run, the Battle of Gettysburg, and the Battle of Antietam.
What is a civil war?
That is correct. Let's go with 300 for wars and battles. The Battle of Iwo Jima. The Battle of the Bulge. The Battle of Midway.
What is World War II?
That is correct. We'll do one more in the wars by battle. The 500. The Battle of Pusan. The Battle of Incheon. And the Battle of Seoul. Kate.
What is Vietnam War?
No. What is the Korean War?
Oh, my God, Kate.
I hate this game.
Big time Vietnam City, Seoul. That's fine. Let's move on to save rounds and alibis. Kate, we'll start with you.
I am not done Jeopardy goofing yet. I want to say, I just have been thinking of Alex Trebek. This is one of the ones that made me very sad. And so, of course, I have a couple factoids. That show was on since 1984. And it estimated about 25 million viewers per week, pretty solidly since then, which is pretty crazy. There was times, normally, in normal Jeopardy, you have to wait till he's done the question to buzz. That wasn't always the way, so they had to change it. Little factoid there. And contestants stay busy during commercial breaks. They get pep talks. They address any buzzer issues. They're on, like, they can refresh their, I don't know. I just fucking love that show, and I'm just really sad that.
What was your, so they have several special weeks that they do. They would do, like, the Tournament of Champions, Teachers Week, Kids Week, Teen Week, College Week. What was your favorite special week that they did?
I always loved the Kids Week where they had the kids, because Alex was just always so patient and so kind and so fun with them. I always liked that one the best.
I always liked the college one because I would always root for the person who wasn't in like the Ivy League school or like the super private school. I always wanted the person from like NC State to crush it.
Yeah. I was gonna say and college week as well too.
Yeah, and the teen week, I always felt like a fucking genius.
Yep.
Like whatever that was going on, just throwing answers out like, oh yeah, risk it all, true daily double. When you're playing with your significant other, do you guys do wagers for Final Jeopardy?
Me and my parents, I loved watching it with my grandparents. And there's actually a group of Jeopardy fans. They have made, it's called the J Archive. It's over 400,000 questions. Pretty much every question that's ever been on Jeopardy, you can find it on there. So if you want to go to the J Archive and play what we just did with your friends, over 400,000 clues. They call them clues.
Okay. So if I asked you, if we took a week straight, like say we just took a whole week, and I asked you all 400,000 questions that have ever been asked in Jeopardy, how many of those do you think you would get right?
Maybe 1% of them. Sadly, yeah. Yeah, I have no idea, but...
Cons?
Maybe half?
Oh, half I think is very ambitious. I would go... I would say maybe, lucky, a fifth. Because you have a better chance in the first round of Jeopardy. Some of those other... like I know for a fact I'm missing all the ballet-related questions. Yeah. All the different like symphony and orchestra questions, a majority of the plays and like old literature. There are certain categories that they go to a lot that I would have no idea.
So each season, it was just eight writers and a head writer would write about 13,800 clues each season. And then there would be plus 230 final Jeopardy clues. So that's an impressive feat each season by only eight researchers and writers. And here we do The Dozen, that quiz show with Jeff D. Lowe, and he works constantly coming up with those questions and stuff for it. It's a lot of work. So pretty impressive. He's a fucking American. He's like a worldwide legend, Alex Trebek. I'd say he was one of the most universally known. Really incredible life.
That's one of the most widely syndicated shows that there was, too. Like, all across the globe, people will watch it, which is why that one guy said that he learned how to speak English by watching it, which is crazy. But you do hear that a lot. Like, I'm friends with somebody who's from Egypt, and she said that she learned how to speak English by watching Friends. Like, that was the way. So her English, it's odd because when she speaks, she sounds a lot like Monica.
Yeah.
The way that she does, like, her diction and speech, like, it's so much like Monica. It's crazy.
I don't know. All right, I guess if you do it all day, every day, and you watch television, I don't, and everyone's brain works differently. When people say that they've learned a language from watching a television show, I'm always perplexed by that because I don't know that I could do that. I don't think you could plop me down in front of a French or a Spanish show and make me fluent in that language.
Oh, I know for a fact I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
there's no shot. When I lived in Japan, I was constantly around the Japanese guards. They would speak in Japanese all the time. No idea what they were saying.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Yeah.
And I didn't even – I'd pick up like on two or three words. Maybe if I did it for years at a time, maybe I could do it, but I doubt it then as well. Yeah. All right, let's move on to saved rounds and alibis. What do we got, Kate, for you?
For me, just a genuinely, truly happy Veterans Day to everybody and happy Marine Corps birthday week to everybody. Happy whatever to everybody. You guys are the reason we have this show in the first place. So grateful, eternally grateful to you for everything that you're out there doing and have done. And just proud of everybody. Truly. Yeah.
Same. Cons?
Yeah. I don't know why. This just made me laugh. This weekend I was playing golf on Saturday and there was a tree on this course. And this middle-aged gentleman who was the member at the club, he's like, "You want to know something about that tree? Ben Franklin one time tied his horse to that tree." And I don't know why, but that made me laugh really hard to think, like, of all these trees, there's a tree that Ben Franklin tied his horse to.
So. I would love. That's the kind of shit I love telling people.
Yeah.
No, that is a big time
Kate fact.
That is a big time Kate fact.
Big time Kate fact. But that is, I mean, when you think about all the different stuff that happened, like, in history, being a part of that or touching it and seeing it in real life and thinking that I'm in the same spot as like this legend was, is cool. Like when there's a spot in San Antonio where the Rough Riders would go to the bar, and there's like one of the longest bars in Texas, and that's where they came to as well on their way to go check out like Big Bend or something. And you check that place out and you're like, holy shit, like Teddy Roosevelt and the fellas were here, like hanging out, ripping whiskeys just like I am. That's pretty damn dope. I actually started watching a documentary last night about Egypt and how they discovered a new tomb that was untouched since like 600 BC. And thinking about and how like the desert perfectly preserved this area, like they go in and they show all the different writings on the wall. And being in the room and being the first person to go into that room for like 4,500 years is insane to think about. Like they dug down and they dug down this big old fucking cavern in this area, and there was hundreds of mummified cats that were in there. Like that, these people would just take their cats and put it in there. One of them was the first mummified lion ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
That is fascinating when you try to wrap your brain around that when you're things you're talking about. It is pretty cool.
Yeah, it really is. I'm gonna mummify.
Especially looking at a place like Egypt, like it's right outside where the pyramid is, and like looking out, and it just looks like desert. You have no idea what's underneath there, like at all. It could be like Aladdin's tomb.
Let me out there with one of those little beach detector things.
Yeah.
Whole spot. That's true.
All right, yeah. Kyle, what do you got?
Just kind of happy the election's over. Social media was it was horrible.
Dumpster
and
fire.
That's kind of nice. Yeah. It's exhausting because everyone turns everything into a political argument now.
Yeah.
It's like, no, actually, it's just not. You know, this is just a post about something innocent. We don't need to turn it into a bludgeon. But
I went around New York City on my bike on Saturday night. I took my bike over the bridge into the city, and I hit up like Times Square and Washington Square Park and all the hot spots where there was, and I didn't put any of it on my Instagram because I was like, people will take this as me personally saying something somehow. And I'm the kind of person who I just want to see what's going on. And I was like,
Brandon Walker had to do that. Like every picture, they put like, not a political post, just showing the scene.
Just showing the scene. And like, what I do is, I mean, that would have been an interesting blog. And I was like, I can't even say what I'm seeing right now and experiencing in the city at the moment, because people will take it the wrong way. It's insane. Yeah. But, I do have to say, this was, in New York City, in our little bubble up here, it was a really incredible, the weather was like 75 degrees.
Yeah, it was absurd.
And so everybody, even the Trump voters I know that I ran into at the office on Saturday, were in a good fucking mood because it was just, people were in like tank tops and summer dresses boozing in the park all day. It was just like a really lovely weekend in New York City, as long as you didn't post about it.
Yeah, it's funny you say that. I posted something on my Instagram story when I first got to the golf course because the view was amazing. And obviously, I was bummed out that the Army Air Force game had gotten canceled. So I said, oh, it's still going to be a good day. And I didn't think anything of it because I didn't really look at any news that morning yet. Yeah. So then Alex texts me. She goes, you got to take that down. People are going to think you're talking about the election. I'm like, wait, what? No way people will think about that. Sure enough, I'm getting DMs like, oh, really? Still? I'm like, yo, I'm talking about a football game that I'm bummed out about. That's nothing to do with the election.
And even if you are, you're allowed to be bummed out if your candidate didn't win. Like, you're allowed to be. We would be derelict in our duty if we didn't mention. We talked about it last week, how so much of what's going on feels like an episode of Veep.
Oh, my God.
The way it went down with the Four Seasons Landscaping Company is just all time. Like, it is the most perfect ending of Rudy Giuliani standing out in front of this dilapidated old building. I feel so bad. Well, not really feel bad for the owners of that company, because they're making a shit ton off of shirt sales and things like that. But it's just, that is the world that we live in, where one, you have to think, who set this up? How do you make that mistake? Because if you're calling in the Four Seasons Normal Hotel, you would think that you have to speak to like a receptionist or some, like it's a professional. I can't imagine that place has the same type of answering service.
Say you Google Four Seasons, how far down on the Google search results is that landscaping company?
Yeah, exactly.
Over a hotel.
Well, the whole thing just played out so, whatever side you're on, it was just comical. Trump himself tweeted, Lawyers News Conference, Four Seasons, Philadelphia, 11 a.m. He tweeted that Saturday morning.
He's tweeted Four Seasons Lawn, too.
Then, well, so he tweeted, no, he just said, Lawyers News Conference, Four Seasons, Philadelphia, 11 a.m. That's all he said. Now, then he clarified later, but initially it was Four Seasons. And so immediately.
How pissed do you think he was when he found out it was
right.
the lawn
that's,
company?
That's the funny part. So immediately afterwards, the actual Four Seasons in Philadelphia, which is right in the heart of Center City. It's right. We collapsed the awnings during the Eagles parade of the Four Seasons right in the heart of Center City. They said to clarify, and this is the hotel themselves, Four Seasons Hotel Philadelphia at Comcast Center. To clarify, President Trump's press conference will not be held at Four Seasons Hotel Philadelphia. It will be held at Four Seasons Total Landscaping. No relation to the hotel. That had to be the correction issued. The internet exploded. It was, there's t-shirts for sale.
Who do you think had to break it to him? Like, that's got to be something that Ivanka does, right? Like, that's, Ivanka has to be the one to break that.
My God, I gotta tell you something.
And then there was a porn store right next to it. And the owner was pissed. He's like, I'm trying to sell dildos today, and these guys are blocking the parking lot.
A 78-year-old clerk.
Yes.
Like, that's an old clerk. Like, if I go into a spot to buy a dildo and the person there is 78, I'm not sure if I want that dildo.
No, probably not.
I don't mean to old shame, but I don't want a dildo from an old.
The reaction I saw was someone said Veep was never this good, and it's true. But also, what a fall from grace for Rudy Giuliani. This guy was held in such high regard with how he led the city and a large way the country through 9/11. And now he's in front of Four Seasons Landscaping giving a press conference. It's just
– Yeah, he never talks again at after 2008, and he is revered for the rest of his life.
Yeah.
And he's on the Russian television news network, like straight-up propaganda news. He's tucking in his shirt on Borat. Just a bad year for old Rudy.
Yeah. But I'm seeing a lot of t-shirts for sale now. It's like Gritty riding a lawnmower. It's like four seasons
one.
Landscaping. Yeah. So
because that'll be, I don't think I'll wear it anytime soon. 5 years from now, you pull that bad boy out, people are like, oh yeah.
I remember that.
Four seasons sick. It'll be funny. I am glad that the election season is over. Hopefully there's a smooth transition. I am very interested to see like cabinet positions and to see how that's going to go with the Secretary of Defense. And we were involved in doing a lot of predictions the last time, and it was mainly Marine generals that were involved and some Army generals as well. I'll be interested to see the approach there and what we actually do if we enter in talks with Iran again, if we actually pull out of Afghanistan. What is going to happen in the next couple of months will be interesting to follow just from a military perspective, because I can't imagine they're going to be very, very different in the way that they do things. So that'll be interesting to see. And we'll talk about all of that. Yes, Kyle.
I just want to say happy birthday.
Hey!
Happy birthday today. Yeah.
So Cons, not a happy birthday to you, Connor, but that's okay. But Kate, Chaps, all the other Marines, have a good day.
I always think about that. Like Veterans Day to me, great. I always am much more focused on the Marine Corps birthday.
Well, that's when I get my drunkest.
Yeah.
From the halls of Montezuma.
This will be your first sober Marine Corps birthday in a while.
Kate, you better stand the fuck up.
We fight our country's battles.
What a jacked up salute that is.
Air and land and sea.
Stolen Valor, Katie.
First to fight for right and freedom. And to keep our honor clean. We are proud to claim the title of United States Marines. EAGLES, Eagles. It's a film. That's what we do at the Tun Tavern, folks.
Oh, great.
All right.
Okay. Sound the retreat.